Now, last time you were here, Margaret, you were talking about John Constable, the painter, and in a similar vein, I think this time you're looking at William Morris, who was also a painter, but he was also a designer and poet as well, yeah?
He was a man of many talents. If anyone can be ever described as being multi-talented, I think that applies to William Morris. I have cheated a little bit because his association with Essex comes from living in Walthamstow at one time and also in Woodford, very near Epping Forest. Mm. Now, we today think of Walthamstow and Woodford as being part of Greater London. But, of course, in the 1800s, they were very much part of Essex. Mm. So on those grounds alone, I've included him.
Well, I think Woodford, you still, to some degree, think of as Essex, but perhaps not so much Walthamstow.
That's right. Walthamstow, definitely not. Yeah, Morris was born in 1834. He was born into a comfortable, well-off family, never really knew poverty as a young man, extremely talented in many, many areas, but his initial ambition was to become an architect. Mm. He very quickly decided that architecture wasn't for him, but he branched out in many, many areas. I mean, what didn't he get involved with? He was a painter. He was a poet. He was a publisher. He produced painted tiles. He produced wonderful fabrics and tapestries. Probably the thing that William Morris is most known for. Very extremely creative man. He was very opposed as he grew up to what he saw as being the industrialisation of work. He was opposed to machines coming in. Mm-hmm. And as we know, the 19th century was the time when machines were beginning to be used for almost everything, including making furniture, which filled him with absolute horror. He believed that craftsmen were important, and the advent of the machine meant that the craftsman was gradually being put out of work. If we really want to see what William Morris was capable of, if you're in Gloucestershire, go to Kelmscott, the house that he built and filled with everything really that just sums up William Morris, everything that he designed and created and made, or inspired other people to design, to create and to make. He apparently had a fearsome temper. One day when something went wrong with one of his designs, he was designing apparently some covers for books, and he was designing them with medieval lettering on the outside. They were beautiful works of art. Something went wrong. He was unhappy. He picked up one of these huge, heavy books and flung it from one side of the room to the other, which created a hole in the wall.
I can identify with that sort of thing.
I don't think he was the sort of man who, if he was upset, would keep quiet about it. But nevertheless, he had the creative temperament. And it's nice to know that he was associated with our very own county.
Good stuff. Okay, thank you very much indeed. And where are you off to next time?
Next week, I'm going to look at a tragedy that occurred at Chelmsford, the tragedy of Shire Hall.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Scott.